Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, via a conference call, the Houston media asked questions of Jim Mora, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. His team comes to Reliant Stadium on Sunday for a matchup with the Texans, and he talked about, well, how that game might go.
Coach, when you look at the yards the Texans have been able to put up and some of the talent they have, are you surprised to see them at 5-7 at this point of the year?
Well, they are a very talented team, and you know, they've got a lot of playmakers on that offense and some players on defense that we really respect a lot. But, you know, I don't know. This is a tough league, you know. It's just things happen.
You had Matt Schaub for a couple years with the Falcons. What do you think about the way that he's developed and the way that he's been playing as a starter for the Texans?
Well, yeah, we had him for 3 years there, and I really think he's become a very good player, which we knew he would. He always had the qualities and the physical attributes you look for in a quarterback. He's big, he's strong, he's physical, he's extremely smart, good decision maker, accurate, can throw deep, can throw short, can stay alive in the pocket, good leadership skills. I mean, I'm not surprised at all that he's developed into what he's developed.
Jim, could you talk to us about Aaron Curry, please?
Aaron is a very good football player. We're really happy with him. We like the way that he's improving on a weekly basis. He's an impact player, and we're happy he's on our team.
What specifically makes him as good as he is?
Well, he's got great physical attributes. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's quick, he's explosive, he's sudden. He can overpower guys in pass rush. You know, if you get him on a back, he can cover, you know, most tight ends because of his speed. And he continues to get better every week. You know, it's tough being a rookie linebacker in this league. There's just a lot of things that you have to learn, and there's a process you have to go through. And he's making his way through it just fine.
A lot of coaches would like to have a Curry or a Cushing, and you got Curry and they have Cushing. Yeah, what do you think about Cushing?
Oh, I really like him. You know, we like him coming out and watching him on film. That hasn't changed. I think he's a very, very good player.
Are you surprised that he's made the impact that he has on the strong side? Because he seems like he missed preseason, and once he got in, he's made plays every game.
You know what? He's a smart kid. You know, you got that feeling when you went through the interview process with him at the combine. And great work ethic and very driven. And no, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all to see him playing the way he's playing.
Your defense has been playing really well these last two games. Has Curry been, is that a big part because of Curry?
It is a part of it, yeah. The last 2 weeks he's played well. You know, he had a couple games there where he struggled, but then he's come on strong a little bit the last couple weeks. He seems very focused in practice and meetings, and I think he's excited about getting better.
I guess you know Slayton's on injured reserve.
I did hear that, yeah.
They have not been able to run the ball like they want. I know you haven't either. How frustrating has that been for you to not be able to run it, especially, and I know you had Vic, but you led the league every year you were in Atlanta.
Yeah, and it is frustrating, but it's something we're working hard on. You know, it's a new system for these guys, and then we had a bunch of different lineups up front early in the season, so it's been hard for us to get consistency. But as of the last few weeks, we're actually running the ball a little bit better, so we've got to just continue to make improvements there.
Is it been a distraction, the Ruskell, Holmgren could return stuff? Has that been a distraction for you guys?
No, not at all.
Have you been able to focus on just football?
Yeah, we just, because that's our job, so that's what we focus on.
Also on the conference call with the Houston media was linebacker Aaron Curry. The rookie from Wake Forest took some questions from the media and talked about the season he's had so far.
We're interested in you and Cushing, because Cushing's been very good as you have. What's been the key to the success of your rookie season?
Just trusting the coaching from the coaches and really sticking to playing with all the fundamentals that we've been taught as rookies.
Has the adjustment been very difficult?
No, I wouldn't say it's been difficult. It's definitely had its ups and downs. It hasn't been the smoothest ride I've ever taken, but I wouldn't say it was difficult. I've had a lot of fun playing so far.
Have you gotten better as the season's progressed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, there were definitely some ups and downs. But, you know, our defensive coordinator and Coach Moore did a really good job of, you know, making things easier on our defense and less complicated and, you know, allowing me to do less thinking and just playing, which has helped me elevate my game.
Guys who play a lot, rookies, Aaron, hit that rookie wall. Have you hit the wall yet? And do you know what it is? Are you prepared for it?
Well, a few weeks back, there was a proclaim. They claimed that I had hit the wall when I wasn't playing. I wasn't on the up. I was more on the down, or just too leveled out. And so, I mean, there's been some rough times in my season, like any other rookie. We've all had rough times in our season. And the key is just to figure out how to bounce back from it and, you know, really bust through the wall and just get better.
Right now, are you tired mentally or physically?
Right now I'm actually feeling rather fresh. I feel re-energized. I feel like I got my second win.
What do you think about Cushing?
I think he's an amazing athletic linebacker. He's playing very well for the Texans, and you know, I just hope he continues to play with that same fire and relentlessness that you see him on film.
You know, you were the first linebacker chosen, and he was the second. Does that create a little bit of competition between the two of you?
Now, I wouldn't say between the two of us. There's definitely going to be some competition between the our two teams come Sunday. But I wouldn't necessarily say that, you know, I'm going out every Sunday just to play or be better than Brian Cushing. I know he's not going – well, he's not going out every Sunday just to play or be better than Aaron Curry. We're both going out to, you know, play the game that we love playing and do whatever it takes to help our team win.
Hey, what about the pressure that you feel as being such a high draft pick and being the first linebacker taken?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a bunch of pressure. I know what I got myself into as far as, you know, being the first back and taken and being drafted so high. But, you know, I kind of ignore all that and just, you know, put myself in the shoes of an average Joe and get back to what I know best, and that's just hard work and very focused on being successful.
You and Brian obviously spent some time together in the pre-draft preparations in New York. Have you kept in touch with him at all during the season?
No, I haven't really been able to, keep in touch with him during the season. We kind of lost touch after the draft. I never really got his contacts or whatever. But, you know, it always just feels good to see him on film, you know, playing well and doing such a good job for that defense.